Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Pandemic boredom, a love of the environment, and a little encouragement from mom led a brother and sister in Pittsburgh to start an aluminum can recycling business. They offer contactless weekly front door service. If their neighbors have aluminum cans, these kids will recycle them. The Allegheny Front's Andy Cubis tagged along to catch the can crushers in action.
My name is Tegan Ellsworth, and I am a can crusher.
My name is Leo Ellsworth. My age is 7, and I'm part of the can crushers business.
It's really cool to see it, like, squeeze up and just crunch because it's just super satisfying.
You just pull on a lever, which then crushes the can, and then it goes into a bin below.
Like that.
We actually didn't always have our can crusher machines. We used to just crush them with our foot. It's not the most enjoyable process once you do like a million of them.
We're about to go on a pickup. Let's just go to the end of the block. There's about 15 people on our route. So this has had 2 bags of cans.
Very good. I feel like when I didn't have this business, I was maybe like oblivious to the stuff around me. I was able to navigate a little bit around my neighborhood. I'm emptying the cans that we just picked up into a bin, which then after our pickup, we crush 9 bins in all. Notebook. So we have a logbook of when we do our drop-offs, how much money we make, and oh yeah, and we say how many pounds we got. August 4th, 48 pounds and $10.20. February 26th, 98 pounds and $49. Definitely earned more than we expected to. So for any kid who wants to start a can crushing business, I would just say start off with your neighbors, and slowly it does spread because your neighbors tell their friends they drink stuff out of aluminum cans too.
I feel like I'm helping the earth because these cans could just be thrown away into the garbage. If you're recycling them, they actually get reused.
And just not to have litter everywhere.
Well, when they're all crushed, we have a problem. When we're bored, we don't have anything to do.
Oh my goodness, Tegan and Leo Ellsworth in Pittsburgh. You know, they have collected more than 300 pounds of cans for recycling. Their revenue, so far, up to $130, matched by mom and dad, which Tegan says they're mostly saving for college, though they do sometimes get candy or snacks with their extra cash. As they should, by the way, these are aluminum titans. And they've got tips for kids who want to start their own can crushing business at hereandnow.org.